Unit 5. Part 1. Listening Skills.
This is Living Today with Pauline Falcon. Today, we'll find out how Ascension Quentes has lived to the ripe old age of 107. Jaime Martin, our newest recruit, has traveled to the Andes Mountains where Senora Quentes has spent her entire life in a small village.
Happy birthday, Senora Quentes. As I look around this village, I see many seniors. I know that you live with your son's family, but what about the others who don't have family? Are there sufficient assisted living facilities for them?
Those are places where families put their parents when they get old, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. They're also used for the elderly facing a short-term medical crisis and need help getting back on their feet.
I believe there are some in the cities. Here, the elderly are the most respected members of the community. It is an honor for any family to provide a home for them.
I see. There's another question tugging at me. What's your secret to longevity? Everyone back home wants to know.
I live a very simple life. One of the most important things for us is that we don't worry. We are very happy-go-lucky.
Oh my, I can't imagine. What about diet? Do you have any suggestions to help set parameters for meals and improve the odds of a long life?
It's very simple. A lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. I tried meat once and didn't like it. After that, I never looked back.
So how are you feeling at the age of 107? You seem to be happy and thriving with quite a straightforward approach to life.
I just have the normal aches and pains that anyone would expect at my age, I suppose.
Amazing. 107, and you seem to have ameliorated the risk of disease with your lifestyle. It's apparently a myth that life becomes radically worse when you get old.
Well, there was a little problem with my heart a few years ago. My son took me to a doctor in the city. He said it was just a small heart attack. He gave me a list of do's and don'ts to follow, and I haven't encountered any problems since.
You certainly seem to have recovered well. Maybe the idea of fresh air, simple food, and a worry-free lifestyle will catch on when people hear this interview. Thank you, Senora. Back to you, Pauline.